This legislative session disappointed a lot of farmers in Iowa because we did not establish a funding mechanism to improve our roads and infrastructure, roads and bridges. We've got a deteriorating infrastructure in Iowa that if we don't get on top of it and get repaired, it'll impact our economy. It's not going away. Farm Bureau members now for about 3 years have urged legislators to take a look at this. The funding mechanism that we would request is a fuel tax increase. And that's not common from Farm Bureau to hear about a request for a fuel tax increase, but or any type of tax increase. But $215 million is estimated per year needed just to maintain what we have today. And we can find savings in the budget, and we can find new efficiencies. Maybe we can ferret out another $30 or $40 million of savings here and there this year or next year, but we won't have the money. And so we had a little disappointment that we could not get that done, and we'll continue to work on that through this election cycle. That'll be a lot of the conversation we have with legislators.
And we did talk to Governor Branstad this week, brought up that subject, and he seems to be warming up to the idea. I know he told us previously this year that he felt like he needed to find those efficiencies, and maybe the timing wasn't right, but are you get the feeling that he's going to be more supportive of that idea next year?
Well, you know, Governor Branstad is one that he's currently reaching out to industry around the country to come to Iowa and recruiting business from California. I heard yesterday he's got a tour there. I know he's traveling to Brazil and Chile to talk about trade and opportunities. He's very economic minded and growth minded for this state, and I think he has to recognize the need for improved infrastructure. Without that, we can't compete. We don't deliver. And so, I think the governor will see this and does see this. He just realizes the political difficulty it is to talk about a tax increase today. People just don't welcome that discussion. I just think it takes a little more persuasion and influence.
Now, there were some positives for you in that legislative session, though, weren't there?
There were some positives. One being we did improve the state cost share funding for conservation. We got just a few dollars, $350,000 new dollars for conservation cost share funding, but $1.5 million new dollars for ag drainage closure. Or ag drainage well closure. That's something we've requested for a number of years for water quality issues. And so we were pleased to get that. That was helpful. We did get a major overhaul this year to mental health, and it had an eye on property tax. So there was about $125 million of property tax increases avoided at the county level. So some funding there and some reforms that were very beneficial to property taxpayers.
Overall, though, property tax reform still something needs to be worked on?
There's a big effort to change how we deal with commercial property taxes. Farm Bureau is neutral and different, I guess, in how that proceeds, but We absolutely are very concerned that it may transfer over to an increase of ag land. And so, providing we don't have any increases to ag land, we'll be watchful and monitoring that. Nothing was really approved or done. No measure was enacted this year. But going forward, we're sympathetic to the commercial property taxpayers, but we've been getting an effective rate of about 6% every year of an increase in ag land tax credit. So we know what those increases do, and we just don't want to see any additional coming to the farmers.